New York I.S.O. Meeting Briefs, December 10 to 11, 2025, written by Vincent Gabriel and read by an automated voice.
Business Issues Committee.
In its final meeting of the year, the New York I.S.O. Business Issues Committee unanimously approved a motion recommending the Management Committee approve changes to the tariff to update the interconnection agreement between the ISO and Hydro-Québec ahead of the completion of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express.
Stakeholders also unanimously approved a motion recommending that the MC approve new tariff revisions to implement the improved duct firing modeling project, which will accommodate combined cycle generators equipped with duct firing capability for real-time dispatch. The committee also heard a market operations report for November. The average locational-based marginal price was $57.14 per megawatt hours, $10 more than in October and much higher than November 2024's price of $35.26 per megawatt hours. The average year-to-date monthly cost of power was $70.24 per megawatt hours, a 70% increase over that of last year. Natural gas and distillate prices also rose over the last month. Natural gas rose about $1 to $3.16 per MM2 in November. Year-over-year natural gas prices have risen 60.6%. Jet kerosene Gulf Coast rose about $1 to $16.57 per MM2, up 8.6% from last year. Ultra-low sulfur No. 2 diesel also rose a little over $1 to $17.91 per MM2. Distillate prices were up 12.8% year-over-year. Operating Committee. The Operating Committee also unanimously recommended that the MC approve the tariff changes to facilitate CHPE integration. Stakeholders also heard and approved a system impact study for a large load interconnection of a data center in the Buffalo area. Digihost, the project owner-operator, is seeking to increase its retail load from 9.8 megawatts to 60 megawatts.
New York I.S.O. found that the project would not cause thermal or voltage issues on the local grid and that no new upgrades would be needed to support the project.
The OC heard a brief presentation of November's operations metrics. Peak load for the month hit on November 11 during the 5 p.m. hour at 20,325 megawatts. This set the peak for the 2025-26 winter reliability period so far but was below the all-time record of 25,738 megawatts set in January 2014. Peak wind occurred on November 28 with 2,338 megawatts. Combined front and behind the meter solar peaked at 3,510 megawatts on November 4. Several notable system events occurred during the month.
On November 11, New York I.S.O. issued an alert during the 11 p.m. hour and reduced power flows to 90% of ratings because of an intense solar storm.
Several elements of the Smart Path Connect transmission project were put in service incrementally throughout the month.